speak for people in armed revolution. Gandhi once said, it's better to be violent than to do nothing. So it's not a question between being violent and doing nothing. It's a question between being violent or nonviolent, but still doing action. See what I mean? That's the difference. People think, well, I can't do anything. If I don't use violence, then I can't do anything. That's not the option. It's either violence or nonviolence. What we see, it's basically violence doesn't stop. You can't turn people into violence and then stop them, because human beings are not water faucets. You can't turn them off. And so the violence that was needed, necessary to fight the opposition, finds its way and comes back to you. Comes right back to the center. And so we've seen quite a bit of that, and sadly enough, you know. Also, you see, nonviolence is very creative work. You got to produce to sell nonviolence. It doesn't happen just because you say, I'm nonviolent and I'm going to be like saintly-like, and I'm going to be in this room and not be violent against this mic, you know. That's not the way it works. You got to be nonviolent out there where things are happening. But more important, you've got to be resourceful enough and creative enough and innovative enough to be able to bring about a few victories, so people can think that nonviolence works. Otherwise, they'll tell you to go take a hike, you know, with your nonviolence. It's not a question that, well, gee, we made a pronouncement, we're going to be nonviolent. Uh-uh. You got to produce and be nonviolent at the same time. Otherwise, that's how King was able to do things so great. Because he had the imagination and the resourcefulness. He was able to do things nonviolently and accomplish things. See, that's why he's who he is, you know, because he was able to do that. Now, our brothers and sisters who are involved throughout the world in violent revolution today, sadly enough, that's better, Gandhi said, than not doing anything, right? So that's not the option. Yes.